Monday Night Football on ESPN. It's going to be a good one. It's the Vikings at the Seahawks. Of course, that kicks at 8:15. Vikings come in at 8-3. Seahawks 9-2. Minnesota last week beat Denver at home there 27-23. Seattle went on the road, took care of Philly 17-9. These two quarterbacks, Kirk Cousins, over 2,700 yards, 21 touchdowns, only three picks. Russell Wilson, 2,900 yards, 24 touchdowns, three picks. You know, these quarterbacks, sometimes they take a lot of grief, especially Cousins and everything. These guys are solid. These are performers. I would love to have either one of these two guys quarterback in my team. Mike, when I look at this game, I see Seattle. They've got three key starters out with injuries right now, and the Vikings seem healthy. I think that's important this late in the season, especially when you're going on the road. And that is the question for me with the Vikings. Can they get a win on the road this late in the season in a very hostile environment against a good football team?
The Vikings on the road outdoors, that is a bad spot for Minnesota. At least it has been. Coach, Minnesota is 1-13 straight up, 1-12-1 against the point spread in road games that aren't played in a dome. Now, Minnesota's been a good team. They're a great covering team at home, but they've been a respectable team for the last few years, and those numbers are really surprising. Now, Seattle's a tough venue, but look, both of their losses this year came at home. Kirk Cousins did not play well the first month of the season, but he's been solid the last seven games. Russell Wilson, he'd be the front runner of the MVP for the MVP if it weren't for Lamar Jackson just tearing up defenses every week. I'm looking at the total here. Sunday and Monday night NFL games have been huge under spots. This game looks like an under to me.